really shows how people could become so creative with the natural resources that they have readily available to them and create an income out of that. Exactly. It is important to note that the views expressed in this podcast do not represent the views of the Organization of American States, its General Secretariat, or its member states. Welcome to a new episode of The Zone, a podcast that serves as a platform for constructive dialogue on relevant issues with a local perspective. We're presented to you by us, the youths of Belize and Guatemala, under the coordination of the Organization of American States office in its adjacency zone, with the support of the Spanish Agency for International Development Corporation.
What's a pleasure to be here, guys, again. This would be a really informative episode. Today will be really informative, guys. This is something really, really, really nice. I like this episode a lot because we'll be getting focused a lot of sustainability guide for materials, fabrics, and arts found in our beautiful countries of Belize and Guatemala.
Yes, Reggie, that's right. And today we will really focus on two sustainable clothing brands in Belize and in Guatemala to understand more about how they're using their materials. Issues of sustainability is present in almost all industry. Craftsmanship is no exception. Every day we can discover and innovate new sustainable materials. Exactly. What do you mean when we talk about sustainable materials? Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
You know, for me, like sustainable material sounds like, it's like definition, you know, as those like, you know, like meet like these certain kind of characteristics, you know, like it's issues not generates a negative kind of impact on the, what I could say, on the environment, you know, such as toxic elements, you know. And at the same time, guys, you know, it's like materials from the local environments, you know, and with the few transportation costs, you know. And it's really, 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 really amazing how these things are, you know.
Yeah, Regen, it is so important that we understand that it is impossible to fulfill all the characteristics that we just mentioned.
But that's where we can at least, you know, try to use materials such as seeds, bamboo, natural fibers, cotton, you know, wool, and clay, you know. And if you guys there at home, if you know something else that we are not mentioning here, please, you know, comment it there. That would be really good. That would help us a lot, you know, because there's a lot of elements, you know, that nature provides, you know, and can result in great benefits, you know.
Yeah, Reggie, and I don't know if you noticed, but in our society these days, buyers want their purchase to have an impact in society, which is why handmade products have more demand for a sustainable lifestyle.
It's like a great opportunity for, you know, for producers, you know, and to entrepreneur, you know, and designers, you know, to design really great, you know, like gifts, decorative items, accessories, clothing, you know, and more products that are, what could say, like sustainable and represents the culture of the communities. What do you think, you know, is being done to promote these materials around the world?
Reggie, that's a really good question. I feel like the art of recycling is an example of the creativity of the people in many parts of the world. An example that I could think about is, for example, like an old piece of clothing that we may have. We may have a dress and we want to convert it into like a shorts. And that's really a way of the creativity of the people around the world. People use old tires and they create like plant holders from those tires.
Yeah, you know, and that's a really good observation when now you mentioned tires. You know, here there's a family, if I'm not wrong. I don't remember the name of these people, but it's a family who is making really nice like kind of toys, or maybe not toys, it's like a decoration for like restaurants, but made up of tires, you know. And they do like, just like yesterday, I saw they did a really nice toucan, a quetzal, and in Tikal, there's a hotel in Tikal where they did a jogger from that, you know, from that kind of. So it's pretty amazing how the development of these materials, you know, demonstrates a more sustainable future and offers alternative in different sectors, guys.
And that's an interesting example that you shared, Arjun. I'm glad to hear that people in Guatemala are doing that. And this is possible in any of the communities around the world, especially including Belize. And you could really just create awareness and know that waste can generate value if you really become creative and make things work for our communities.
Exactly.
What if we change our perspective where waste could be used to solve a problem that we face as a community? And we cannot forget about the products that are made with clay and other elements of nature as well.
I would like to share something pretty interesting. I like that, and I will like you guys there if you could read and know a little more about this civilization, the Mayan people. How the Mayan people, you know, use ceramic. You know, a lot of pottery, you know, that they use at home. You know, these people use vessels, you know, plates. They have a lot of beautiful carvings, either paintings, you know, with these beautiful images about them, you know. So they use, they get so related with ceramic. You know, during the classic period of the Mayas, you know, is when these people start using more pottery, you know. So these people, you know, recycle, they made up from clay. And they do very, very beautiful, you know. They're so amazing artisans, you know, in those times. And it's really, it's a really good example for us because all this beautiful pottery was found in tombs. So there's a lot of burials that they found. An example, Tikal, they found a beautiful tomb, you know, with a couple of ceramics off there. And it's in a royal tomb, so it means that somebody really important, you know, that person was. But it was not just them who used it. It was used for the working class, medium class, and the higher class. So everybody used that. So imagine, I imagine myself maybe in that time, you know, there was no plastic there, you know. So it's a, the idea of this is that maybe we could try to start, you know, get back, you know, and try to use that here, you know, so that like that we could avoid using a lot of plastic. It would be hard, I know, you know, because it would be something harder. But it would be nice and amazing if you and I we could start making our own plates. Our own vessels in our home, made of, because you could do it manually. You could do it by hand. You know, they did it by hand. If they could do it, why we not? There is no technology in those times, so it's really, 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 really easy. So I think we could try to start, you know, doing something like that, and that would be a really good, you know, opportunity for these communities, you know, to start doing that, you know, like the communities, the rural areas around, you know, if they don't have the way to access to plates, you know, or vessels, you know, that you could buy in the stores, you know, plastic. Why they don't start doing their own? I don't know. That just comes to my mind right now.
Absolutely love what you just shared, and it brings me across to a point of like talking about the ceramics. In Belize, there is a women's group in San Antonio, which is located in the Cayo district, and these women offer experiences to visitors to promote the knowledge of the Mayan culture. And what this really does is it allows the community to generate an income through the production of ceramic handcrafts with the ancient techniques. And I think that's amazing. And there is such a great opportunity for these communities to really teach and collaborate to bring these traditional practices to young people who are interested in learning these things. And I think that's just fascinating and so good.
For long, long times, you know, nature, you know, has been providing us a lot of resources. We are so blessed, you know, that we are available to get them, you know, everywhere. You know, we could make like a lot of textiles, you know, a thread. We could do baskets, another kind of material, you know, because there's not just ceramic that we could make. You know, you can make baskets made up from fibers of certain kind of, let's say it's from the plantain or banana trees, an example. You could make from different kind of vines, you know, baskets. Because just imagine yourself in those times, you know, the Mayan people carrying all those big stones, you know, limestone rocks, you know, carrying them, you know, pulling all those things up, you know, how they make those kind of ropes. Everything was provided by nature. So nature provided everything. So we don't need to just think in buying plastic things. You know, I just want to make you guys, you know, look the things as a different way, because the Mayan people do really nice colors, you know. They have paintings. I know a lot of people who are artists, you know, in Guatemala, here in Melchor, we have really nice and good artists, you know, really good in painting murals. And just think the way how they make their colors. You know, nowadays, let's try to talk about nowadays, modern ways of maybe doing color. You don't need to go, if you don't have money to go and buy it, register, well, you could make your own. Maybe you could make your own from onion shells. You know, from onion shell, you could make a nice light yellow. What else? From blueberries, you know, you could make a really beautiful, a nice blue color. We have the, from roots, you could, we could make it, we call it as a deep pink, you know, so just granite. And from leaves, from spinach, you could make a really nice olive green. And what else? We have, if you guys there at home, if you have been, maybe experiment some kind of a color activity with plants at home or something, it would be good to share us a video, to share us a photo or something, you're doing it. And that would be good to, you know, to have that idea. Maybe we could try it here too, you know, we could start, you know, bringing back those kind of things. And other things, guys, we have the achote. I don't know, it would be hard for some of you, you know, but it's known as a natto, you know, a seed is how we make achote nowadays. We call it as achote here. If you have a, know it as a different name, it would be good to comment it there too, you know. You can make a beautiful orange color, mm-hmm. right? So there's ways, you know, other things, you know, from different materials. You can make different things like bamboo too, you know. We could, now that we're talking about color, we could jump to other things like this thing about bamboo. You know, is also one of the sustainable materials which has been used from decades, you know, many, many, many years ago, mm-hmm. you know. And it's really important, you know, to mention those things, so, you know. And that the nice, cool, you know, way of cultivating of the materials can be developed, you know. For example, in 2021, almost 800,000, you know, bamboo plants, you know, were planted, you know, for a certain kind of benefits, you know, in these areas.
A fun fact is that bamboos grow easily in tropical countries and subtropical climates as well, like Belize.
I want to add this, you know, due to its system of roots from the bamboo, how good it's for the soil, because it helps to fertilize the soil. And something like here, guys, people that live here in Petén region, it's that almost 75% of our soils is limestone rock. So the limestone, if you see, if you know how to work it, well, you could work some kind of agriculture for a couple of years. But when it dries, what happened? You know, you can't grow anything else. So why people can start getting the idea of start using bamboo, you know, in the lands now, with the intention of try to add some nutrients to the soils, so that in future wells, you know, they could maybe sell it and start growing some kind of veggies or fruits or some kind of roots like yuca, macas, with potatoes, you know, bring more kind of different things, you know. Because everything we normally, right now, we get it from the highlands. Some few veggies and fruits, we get it in these areas. But majority is from the highlands. So it's really flexible, you know, and lightness allow to adapt to the different uses, you know. In fact, in Guatemala, the Bamboo Transformation and Research Center has recently been inaugurated for Guatemalan. Because produces an entrepreneurs from different departments, such as El Petén, like how, you know, I was mentioning you. So I don't know what you think, but again, guys, I would like you to please help, you know, in some ideas. What else where you live is really good to bring some nutrients, you know, to the soils.
Reggie, I think it's so important what you just mentioned, because projects like these seek to strengthen the industrialization of these resources, which combined with entrepreneurs, specifically the women in these communities. And what it could do is it could result in the creation of different handcrafts. And some of the things that are coming to mind is like baskets, the table lamps, mm-hmm. the napkin lamps, napkin rings, and all the different sorts of kind of things.
I would like to maybe add something else. We love avocados, right? Mm-hmm. And with the seeds, you know that in Mexico, right now there's a group of women who are using the seed, you know, of the avocado, and they create a certain kind of fabric from it, you know, and they could make like some kind of plates, vessels, cups, you know, from it. So imagine we hear that we everywhere here we have avocado trees. Mm-hmm. Maybe start something similar, or try to collect. It would be. It sounds crazy, but maybe imagine asking for the avocado seed, you know, and collect them all. Like how we do with the plastics, you know. Like you could recycle plastics. So why we not recycle avocado seeds?
That's a really good idea, Regine. I never thought of that, and I have a really mental image of like how these seeds could really impact of like how you can make cups and bowls and that kind of stuff. So that's really, it's really good that you brought that up. Now we're going to move on to an informative segment that really explores the sustainable alternative and textile innovations that are taking place in Belize.
Oh, perfect.
It is so great to see that materials such as banana fiber making a comeback in numerous industries, and it is used all over the world for multiple purposes. In these various communities, villages located in the adjacency zone and close to them, they may have a great interest for the use of these materials and generating products from them, but we must take into account the development gaps in these rural areas.
It's important, you know, that the youth and adults of the zone, you know, we guys, and know the positive impact on the economy, listen to this, and environmental with the poor use of these materials. This is really, really nice, and I like it a lot, because for you all guys, you know, it's pretty good to start working on it.
Currently, we live in a linear economy based on the model take, make, dispose that is very harmful to our environment and the long-term sustainability of rural areas.
During the classic period, you know, there's a lot of history known about how they play this game, this ball game. So it was a ball made up of rubber. And where normally you get rubber nowadays, more like in the highlands of Guatemala, so you get it from a tree. So the sap of the tree that you make rubber. So that could be a really good example of it. I don't know what you think, guys. If you have another example of it, it would be good to share it. And another topic that would be really important, you know, to highlight is the circular economy.
This teaches us that there is so much to learn in this episode. And for our listeners, the circular economy means using existing materials and products as often as possible to create added value. This change could lead to new business opportunities based on the responsible production and consumption of natural resources, as well as the creative reuse, as we have seen in the informative segment of the Belize banana fibers. And Reggie, talking about informative segment, here is another one with a very important fact.
Producción y consumo responsables. Este es el objetivo de desarrollo sostenible número 12, y estos son algunos hechos y cifras que queremos que sepas. Cada año se estima que un tercio de toda la comida producida acaba pudriéndose en cubos de basura de los consumidores y minoristas. Si todo el mundo cambiase de sus bombillas por unas energéticamente eficientes, se ahorrarían 120.000 millones de dólares al año. Y, por último, en caso de que la población mundial alcance los 9.600 millones de personas en 2050, se podría necesitar el equivalente a casi 3 planetas para proporcionar los recursos naturales necesarios para mantener los estilos de vida actuales. Y es que garantizar modalidades de consumo y producción sostenibles es importantísimo. También lo es desvincular el crecimiento económico de la degradación medioambiental, aumentar la eficiencia de recursos y promover estilos de vida sostenibles. Todo esto, a su vez, contribuye de manera sustancial a la mitigación de la pobreza y a la transición hacia economías verdes con bajas emisiones de carbono. La crisis sanitaria actual es una oportunidad de oro para llevar a cabo un cambio profundo y sistémico hacia una economía más sostenible, ya que ha enfatizado la relación entre las personas y la naturaleza, y ha revelado que los seres seres humanos tienen necesidades ilimitadas, pero el planeta posee una capacidad limitada para satisfacerlas. Así, el COVID-19 puede servir de catalizador para un cambio social. Debemos reconstruir mejor y cambiar nuestros patrones de consumo y producción. Y como sabemos que este ODS número 12 es de los más actuales y de los que más te interesan, te recomendamos que te informes de cada una de sus metas en nuestra web odscomercio.com.
Something I would like to tell you, is that there's are many people who are creating, certain kind of wonderful products, guys, in both countries. Because we need to talk about, we are talking about Guatemala and Belize. So in both countries, there are really amazing people who are really good in that. So I would like to see if the teachers nowadays could start adding those kind of things, in school. Try to bring ideas, new ideas, not just the same as how we have been passing through all the time. We need to teach the kids, a lot of all these things, There's a lot of things, that they might be interested on, And on this occasion, we will limit ourselves to highlight the activities of two businesses, right? Although certainly there's will be many, many more examples, of this type.
Yes, Regin, success as an artisan using sustainable products is very possible. An example we have is the products of a Belizean, Emilio Pereira, who designs with the purpose of using local materials to create sustainable and luxurious accessories for the new generation. One of the objectives that we see increasing in the value of local products is prolonging the life cycle of materials. As an example of his mission, many of the designs incorporate the works of 5 or more Belizeans who work with recycled wood, henequen fibers, coconut shells, cocoyol seeds, and jipijapa. His creations add to the conversation on the use of the natural materials to create the works of art. And it is so beautiful. If you see his products, it's incredible to see what he has created with all these natural resources that we have in Belize.
I like that, right now that you were talking about that, it comes to my mind that maybe you guys from Guatemala, I know you know, or maybe you have heard about it, Chicamala in Guatemala. And there's one really similar maybe as the one that you just mentioned. And it's a really good example of a group of artisans, that dedicate almost all the time, their times working. The good of it is there's a community working, so it's like mom, dad, kids, who are into it, so it's something good, how these people, and Gabriela, is the name of this lady, she reconnect with a team of indigenous women artisans in rural Guatemala. So it's good that they did it in our rural areas, because that's where the need is, right? And she saw an opportunity to create high qualities household items. Imagine items, such as pillows, blankets, and rugs that helps promote economic developments, in our communities, guys. So it's good that all products are handmade and are dyed with natural elements from the earth, right? So the earth is giving them a rich and colorful palette, derived from vegetables, plants, botanicals, and even, you don't imagine, insects. That's all something really, 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 really awesome.
Yeah, wow. And we're living in a new generation where more and more young people can express their creativities and work towards a sustainable art, which is simply looking for ideas and having a positive impact by using natural materials. And what comes to mind when I say that is old plastic bottles and making it into art. For example, different types of animals, of fish, and also going back to the tire example that we gave earlier, using the tires to make it as the base
animal
of the
shape. Or,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at the same time, we use it a lot in our parks. Areas like villages, majority of the parks there are close to roads. And imagine some kids, going there to play, and the ball maybe goes out in the street and they cross the road, sometimes it could cause accidents. Mm. So it's good, so people use them like fences, to block the kids go out the way out. So that's something I think is a really good example to recycle. Something cool, is institutions can explore these new opportunities and support them, You know, why not? Because, you know, there's a lot of people who is trying, you know, to bring up certain kind of new projects, and institutions were the ones who could help into it, you know. For example, you know, the Ministry of Culture and Sport, you know, through the House of Culture Development, held, you know, its first expo fair, you know, with local artists from the municipality of Melchor de Mancos to promote the local talent and culture. So that's good that these people are working with the people nowadays here. And I hope the next generations, you know, could be continue with it.
Reggie, that was such a great example, and I also really hope to see more of these types of events as it allows us to discover and take pride in what is being created in our communities. Do you know someone in your community who works with these types of sustainable materials? Tell us more in the comments. We'd love to find out more about what's happening in your world. As we're coming to the end of this episode, we want you to know that you don't have to be a craftsman to be the change in your community. We invite you to prolong the useful life of a cardboard box, a glass jar, or paper. Look at them with different eyes and be surprised by all their possibilities. When you think of a kid, think about all the possibilities of what they could create and what you could teach the kids. For example, think about a paper or a cardboard box and what is it possible for them to create with those things that they have at home. What comes to mind when I think about a cardboard box is like putting two little eyes and having them look through that lens and see what they could see from that lens.
We're all capable, you know, of creating and being innovative with the materials that are available, you know, and we could give a second life, a second chance, right? You know, or a second use. Because I went to the city just a couple of months ago, and I went especially to Antigua, Guatemala. That's a beautiful place in Guatemala. And I remember seeing some robots. But all this is this big, you know, shop. Well, it's like a shop because they sell it. It's a big shop, you know, where you see robots made up from metals, you know, different kind of metals, you know. So this guy is an artist because he don't just have robots. He have cats made up from plastic, from cotton. He made like birds and different things. So he have it for sale. Mm-hmm. So imagine he's making business from garbage.
Reggie, the example that you just shared really emphasized this episode in its eternity, and it really shows how people could become so creative with the natural resources that they have readily available to them and create an income out of that. Exactly. This brings us to the end of the episode on the podcast, The Zone. Once again, many thanks to the Spanish Agency for International Development Corporation and the Organization of American States for creating a space for a dialogue between young people from Belize and Guatemala.
Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. That's really important. And share the episode.
Yes, Reggie. Thank you so much. And we hope that you'll listen to our next episode on The Zone podcast.